Well, before the mashed potato and the alligator, there was the jitterbug. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we continue our series on dance crazes with a look back at the acrobatic moves of the swing era. And we'll learn about the deep African-American roots of many popular dances. Plus, a band that wants to make you dance, Abraham Inc., brings their blend of klezmer, hip-hop, and funk to our studio. But first, if you wanted to find the hottest place to dance in New York City in the 30s, you would have gone up to Harlem, to the Savoy Ballroom. It was the home of the Lindy Hop, a swing dance that was done to the big band jazz of that era. And joining me here in the studio on Soundcheck today is modern-day Lindy Hop instructor and choreographer Paolo Pastellana. Paolo, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
And Chris Calloway Brooks. He is the band leader of the Cab Calloway Orchestra, grandson of the man himself. Hi, Chris.
Heidi, Heidi. Heidi, Heidi. Heidi, Heidi, ho.
Now, let me start with you. Cab Calloway is credited with inventing the term jitterbug.
That's correct. He is credited with inventing the term jitterbug back in the mid-1930s and popularizing the dance as part of his ongoing process of American cultural transformation.
And where do you think he got that term from? What was he referring to when he said jitterbug?
I never really got a chance to talk to him about where he came up with that particular term, but you know, I think it had something to do with the actual look of the jitterbug. When you're doing the dance, I mean, when folks come to our dance events, similar to the one that we're having this Saturday, you'll really see it's quite a spectacle because of all of the kinds of movement that take place.
So was this? I mean, was prohibition still in effect when he started using the word, or, you know, might we have had some alcohol fueling the dance at this point?
It could have been, but no, I think when did prohibition end?
33, right?
Yeah, so this would have been right after the end of prohibition. And interestingly enough, the jitterbug he also describes as a drink.
Hmm.
Where, you know, of course, we're always looking for an alcoholic sponsor. And what you do is you mix whiskey, wine, and gin to create this drink called jitterbug.
Really?
Yes. And if someone has a formula for that, we'd love to check it out.
Ugh. All right. From the 1934 short film Heidi Ho, here you have Cab Calloway using the word jitterbug in a variation of his famous song Minnie the Moocher. And this is Cab playing himself, by the way, along with a fictional Minnie the Moocher, who has just been asked by Cab to freshen his drink.
Okay, Cab, I'll fix your drink for you. But how about singing that song you wrote about me? My song. And sing it like you really meant it. Huh, Cab?
Sure, Minnie, sure. Ratti buburi gizzari la bubba warlori de Muri wuri gizzi bene gizzi da Minnie's a hep cat now. She's as sharp as the cats allow. Say she's really up to date when she's togged out in her drape. Minnie's a hep cat now. Oh, there ain't no more Smokey Joe. She's fluffed off his hidey-ho. She's a solid jitterbug when she starts to cut a rug. Oh, Minnie's a hep cat now. Hidey, hidey, hidey.
That is Cab Calloway. Even without the band, Chris, your granddad knew how to swing.
That particular song that you should have picked that one. I didn't know that because, you know, I heard him sing it to me in his den, and he told me that in the family vaults there was an orchestration of this song that had never been recorded, and that if I ever had a chance to do it, I should. I did, and you'll get to hear the full orchestration this Saturday at the JCC, as a matter of fact.
Wow. The program
authentic
is
arrangement that goes all the way back to when this particular film was done.
1934, Heidi Ho is the name of that short film.
Yeah.
This Saturday, Heidi Ho, the world-famous Cab Calloway Orchestra, directed by Chris Calloway Brooks, at the JCC, Jewish Community Center on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Paolo Pastellana, the jitterbug, I mean, Cab Calloway called this dance the jitterbug. Explain to me if we're talking about the same thing as the Lindy Hop, or is it something different?
You really are talking about the same dance, because it was more of a change of name. the evolution. Let me just go back to maybe around 1927. That was the year that the Lindy Hop was named.
Uh-huh.
Somebody came into a ballroom, a reporter. He asked one of the dancers, "What are you doing?" Nobody had a name for it at the time. Shorty Snowden, which was one of the founders of this dance, just blurted out, "Lindy, we're doing the Lindy."
So this is influence for Charles Lindbergh.
Influence from Charles Lindbergh's great jump across Atlantic.
So what do I mean for folks who haven't done the Jitterbug or Lindy Hop? What does it look like?
Well, if you see it in its real raw state, it's wild. You know, you're swinging your partner out. You might start in the closed position. You might have your partner, your lady in your arm,
mm-hmm.
and then you take a step forward. You turn and you swing her out into the open.
Mm-hmm.
And if you repeat that pattern over and over, it just looks marvelous, exciting. It's electric. It also has a whirly feel to it. So you're seeing a rotation that often takes place on the dance floor.
And is it does it come out of like the Charleston or some of those
it
dances
does.
Of the 20s?
It's a great influence from the Charleston. In fact, the counts are the same. And because it's so similar and grew out of that, we still incorporate the Charleston into the Lindy Hop.
So you're teaching people the Lindy Hop.
When we get a little more advanced, we start to bring those steps into mm-hmm. as well. And it also is a great way to show the history and the evolution of the dance. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, Cab Calloway called it the Jitterbug. Duke Ellington called it the Lindy Hop and, in fact, named this 1930 song That Lindy Hop.
Come do that Lindy Hop and you will never stop. I'm telling you that's what the new rage is. You'll fall outrageously, contagious as can be. It makes the old folks laugh at their ages. Watch the way that they go. It puts new life in their shoes. Cures them of lumbago. Lifts them right out of their blues. It's tight that Lindy Hop. Just right that Lindy Hop. That dance will live on history's pages.
Duke Ellington from 1930 in the song That Lindy Hop. We are talking about some of those gravity-defying moves of the swing era, the 1930s and 40s, with Chris Calloway Brooks. He's director of the Cab Calloway Orchestra, grandson of the man himself, and Paolo Pastellana, who's a dance instructor and choreographer. And so just to kind of put a bow on the whole Jitterbug / Lindy Hop thing, Paolo, how does one become the other?
Well, again, I just wanted to clarify that Jitterbug, that term, just became more popular in the 1930s. And so that was the term that was used. Cab Calloway certainly used it in describing and calling in the names of his music. And so we use both terms. Mm-hmm. And it really does refer to the same dance.
Okay. And where would you go to do this dance in New York back in the 30s?
Oh, well, certainly the Savoy Ballroom. That was the number one. That was mm-hmm. the cream of the crop. But there were certainly a number of other dance
Alhambra.
Ballrooms. There
Alhambra
was the Alhambra, the Renaissance Ballroom.
Yeah.
And
were they integrated?
The Savoy was the only one that was officially integrated, as far as I recall. But, you know, there were always all sorts of unofficial activities taking place during that time period.
Hmm.
Also, the Audubon Ballroom
yes.
was a beautiful
yes.
one, too.
Yes.
The facade is still there today.
So what were they dancing then? Was it all Lindy Hop / Jitterbug, or were there other dances that were popular as well?
Well, you came into there often with a knowledge of ballroom. The dancers came in there knowing from their history, you know, their parents and their parents' parents who were taught, you know, ballroom dances. So you often saw a mix as well. But, I mean, the one that everybody wanted to do was the Lindy. Once that became popular, it was on fire around the country.
It strikes me, though, that, you know, an older generation, the parents' parents, might have looked at the kind of frenetic movement of the Jitterbug and thought, oh, that's so distasteful or whatever. You know, was there any of that? I mean,
certainly was. And in fact, that was a big part of the problem that eventually led to the closure of the Savoy Ballroom, which was the great mecca of racially integrated dancing in New York, one of the places where, by its policy, African Americans and European Americans could meet and dance and greet and have a great time together, and there was no problem with it whatsoever. Yeah, a very important aspect of the whole swing culture, the dance, the music, the dress, everything about it is, as I alluded to before, America was really going through the process of discovering its own unique cultural identity. Mm. And swing really epitomized that by bringing together all of these various disparate forces. And it's almost, as Paolo was saying, you know, the dance didn't really even have a specific name. It started happening first, and then
somebody came along and put a name. Yeah.
Somebody put a label on it that stuck. It just happened to be my grandfather.
You might have heard the jazz standard Stompin' at the Savoy back in those days, actually named after the Savoy Ballroom. Here's the 1934 song recorded by the Chick Webb Orchestra. That is Chick Webb, Stompin' at the Savoy, the Chick Webb Orchestra from 1934, and referring, of course, to the Savoy Ballroom. We're talking about some of those great old dances of the swing era with Chris Calloway Brooks, Cab Calloway Orchestra's director, grandson of Cab Calloway himself, Paolo Pastellana, Lindy Hop dance instructor and choreographer, both with me in the studio. And Chris, your granddad worked a bit at the Savoy before moving on to the Cotton Club?
Yes, he was involved in a battle of the bands between two what were called territory bands back then. He led a band called the Alabamians, and they faced off against a band called the Missourians.
And who won?
It was a very short struggle. the Alabamians were demolished by the Missourians. The Alabamians played a more Charleston-oriented style of jazz, and the Missourians were, as you can hear in that Chick Webb cut, moving a little bit closer towards the notion of what we now consider to be swing. Mm-hmm. So the Alabamians bombed, but the Alabamians band leader, Cab Calloway, there was something about it. He just caught the eye of the winning band, to the degree that they decided to just go ahead and fire their lead singer and hire Cab Calloway on the spot.
To play at the Savoy.
Yes. Mm. Yes. For a short time, after which he then joined his old pal, Fats Waller, on the tour of Connie's Hot Chocolates. And while he was up in Boston, Irving Mills saw him and said, you know, this guy might be good for this new club I'm opening up down in Harlem called the Cotton Club.
So he's out on the road with, like, what, a song and dance show
or
something?
Yes. He, Fats Waller, and my aunt, Blanche Calloway, who many people feel was the actual originator of the Hi-Di-Ho slogan, were touring the country in this all-black production called Connie's Hot Chocolates. And what wound up happening was that Irving Mills saw it and was so taken with it.
Irving Mills was Duke Ellington's manager.
No, he was Cab Calloway's manager, actually, and he sometimes fooled around with Duke Ellington. No, I'm just being facetious. Actually, Irving Mills owned 50% of Cab Calloway and 50% of Duke Ellington. That's the way the deal worked back then. It was quite a stiff deal,
but
it did work out for them, didn't it?
It did. Cab Calloway, you know, huge figure and a long, long career, even after the swing era subsided. Now, how important was dance to Cab Calloway? I mean, the guy's a great singer, band leader. What about the dance?
Unbelievably. If you look at any of the videos, it's a major, major factor. And in fact, some of his a lot of his dance moves showed a good deal of his Iroquois cultural heritage. There's a certain tribal shamanistic quality about his movement that I think is rather distinctive.
And in fact, you can see some of that movement. There's a video on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Let's hear a bit of Cab Calloway and his song, The Jitterbug.
If you'd like to be a jitterbug, first thing you must do is get a jug. Put whiskey, wine, and gin within and shake it all up. And then begin, grab a cup and start to toss. You aren't drinking jitter sauce. Don't you worry, you just mug and then you'll be a jitterbug. Hear this fat boy blowing his horn. He's been a bug since the day he was born. His favorite jitter sauce is rye. Swell, drink it till the day he die. Toot your whistle and ring your bell. Oh, butchie, woochie, time will tell. Don't you worry, you just mug. You'll always be a jitterbug. These four boys playing saxophone, order jitter sauce by phone. Central, give me a holler, 494. I think these bugs can drink some more. They drink sauce some more tonight.
Cab Calloway's Jitterbug. Chris, you were saying before that you haven't found that recipe for the drink known as the Jitterbug. It sounds like your grandfather's given it to you in the course of this song.
Yeah, I think he is. But, you know, the question is whiskey, wine, and gin. Exactly what whiskey,
proportions,
what wine,
yeah,
what gin, yeah. What proportions? Is it iced? Is it not iced? Is it,
well,
shaken, not stirred?
Your rescue,
yes,
comes Soundcheck listener David.
David, thank you
here
so much,
here in Midtown,
David.
Yes, on David. Our webpage, gives us the following jitterbug drink recipe.
Outstanding.
Club soda, 2 ounces gin, 3 dashes grenadine, 1 finger of Rose's lime juice, 1 ounce of vodka, 3 dashes of sugar syrup, and a pinch of sugar.
No.
Yeah.
Listen to the song, David. Whiskey, wine, and gin within, shake them all up, and then begin.
The program on Saturday night, Heidi Ho, a swing dance extravaganza, starts at 6:30 at the Jewish Community Center on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. The Cab Calloway Orchestra will be led by Chris Calloway Brooks, who's been with me, along with Lindy Hop dance instructor Paolo Pastellana. Paolo, Chris, thank you guys so much for being with us
on
the program.
Thank you so much,
today.
John. We look forward to seeing you all out there.
This is Soundcheck. Up next, we continue our series on dance crazes with a look back, way back, to the African-American roots of popular dance. And then later, a live performance from a group that blends klezmer, hip-hop, and funk. They call themselves Abraham Inc., a supergroup joining us for a live performance later on Soundcheck.